Good morning. Today the readings teach us to see as God sees, to judge as God judges, and to be light as Christ is the light. Huh? So let's first focus on the reality to see as God sees. Now, when we start in the Old Testament, there is the prophet of God who's supposed to be the one who speaks God's word. And yet he was wrong because he saw the way man sees instead of seeing the way God sees. Huh? And so God had to rebuke him. But we all do it too. Huh? We see people who are sports players or movie stars, and we see them as our heroes, as the people that are great ones in this world. And usually they're the most messed up in the world, yet we put them on pedestals and do different things. Years ago when I was in Boston, I was speaking at the first men's conference in Boston, huh? And it was me, Tom Monahan, you know, the founder of Domino's Pizza, Jim Toohey, the Jim Toohey that we used to be on the cabinet of President Bush with the Office of Poor, works with Mother Teresa. He was her lawyer for a long time. Now he's president down in Ave Maria College. And Jim Caviezel and myself, huh? And so Jim Caviezel, you remember Jim Caviezel? You know, he played Jesus in the movie The Passion. So as we're going there, it was the first one and different things. And I said, boy, how'd you get Jim Caviezel? You know, how much did he cost? Is exactly what I said. How much did Jim cost? And they said, $25,000. I said, you paid $25,000 for Jim Caviezel? I said, I said, he just played Jesus in a movie. I'm in persona Jesus on earth. So I get $1,000 and he gets $25,000. Are you kidding me? And yet, even the church, you know, when I do men's conferences, they all come because, we tried to get a big speaker, Father, you know, one of the sports people. Oh, shut up. Just because you can throw a football makes you an expert on who Jesus Christ is. Just because you're in a movie that plays Jesus, you're an expert on who Jesus Christ is. Not even close. And yet, we go around looking at the world through the eyes of the world. Our heroes are those that people worship in the world. You know, we have our posters and our things of Ben Rostetter and all these other pagans, literally, that sit there and do all these things, and yet we hold them up as our heroes. And yet we look at Jesus and we look at the saints and we look at other people and, oh, okay, well, who are they? Who are they? They are Christ in the world. So do we see things the way God sees things? Or do we look at things the way the world sees things? Huh? That's a very important reality. Then the second thing is we learn to, you know, God tells us we're forbidden to judge. But we are called to judge. Again, sometimes, and Paul even talks about, we're supposed to judge our own. But we need to judge with the compassion and mercy of God. Because again, we only judge on the external of what people done. But God judges on the internal and what is in their heart. Again, Stephen Covey, who wrote a lot of the, you know, self-help books, and he has, you know, the seven habits or whatever they are. And Stephen Covey tells a story about once he was on a bus or something, and this guy come in, and he had like four kids, and they were all rambunctious, running up and down, screaming, causing a humongous problem in the bus. And as he's doing this, Stephen Covey's getting just angrier and angrier because the man just seemed to be oblivious to everything that was going on to him, causing tremendous problems, and he was oblivious. And so finally, he's just kind of getting angrier and angrier, and the guy just kind of stopped, and he called the kids over, and he looked at Steve, and he goes, I'm just so sorry. I must have just forgot about all this, but we just left the hospital. Their mother just died. And he was sitting there thinking about how he was judging this man for what was going on externally. And yet this man had just lost his wife. Those kids had just lost their mother. And his heart was in an altogether different place. And yet that's the same thing we do. We judge from what the appearances of things are. But usually the appearances can be one or the other. Some people can appear to be very holy and not holy in their hearts. Other people can appear to be miserable, and yet God calls them to do great things. We don't know the struggle that goes on in every person's heart around us. So we can judge and we can feel righteous about our judgment of others, but we have no idea what's going on in people's hearts. And so until you can go in to find a person's heart, then don't have any right to judge. Again, I was just down in Memphis yesterday, had a phenomenal time, great time with these men and the Bishop of Memphis. And when I was this whole past week down in Lancaster, and I was talking about the reality of, like, for instance, wives, when you have a husband who has anger problems. Again, if you tell your husband not to get angry, what does he do? He gets more angry, right? Now, I can relate to this in my own life a little bit. But the reality, anger is a symptom of the deeper problem of either hurt or fear. So, if you judge a person just by the anger, then you feel righteous and you feel good because the person's bad and you're not. But if you go deeper and find out what's the matter, you know, what are you afraid of? What are you hurt by? Then the anger goes away. So if you judge just by the worldly standards, oh, you will not do this in my house, you make it worse. But if you judge and see the heart like God does, you can bring healing. And see, that takes us to the third part of what God calls us to be today. He says in the second reading, you were not once in darkness. He said, you were once darkness, and now you are light. Live as children of the light. What does this mean? When Jesus, who is the light of the world, came, he took a man who was blind, and he brought him healing. Huh? He brought him sight. And so after Jesus says, I am the light of the world today, and he brings healing, the second reading reminds us that not only is Christ the light of the world, but because Christ is inside of us, we are the light of the world. He's that light burning inside you and me. And again, so our job is every day is to bring Christ, who is light, to people around us. And when we bring Christ, who is light, to people around us, and not judge them for the exterior of what they're doing, but loving them for the interior of who they are. And when we bring the light of Christ, just like Christ brought his light, what happened when people experienced light? Two things. It either made them see, or it made them blind. Huh? If you look into the sun, you'll go blind. When you look at the true light of the world, if you don't look at it with life and love and faith, you'll go blind. You'll sit there and think that everything, you know, you'll judge completely wrongly. You'll miss God when he comes into your life. What we got to do is we got to bring the light of Christ to others around us. And when we do this, hopefully we're going to bring healing with that light. But other people will go blind when we have to say some hard things. And we have to, like, Jesus was not gentle today at all, was he, with the Pharisees? He was in your face with them. He went right at him. He says, you say you can see, but you're blind. They were not happy with him, I'm sure. His light caused them blindness. But when he found someone in need, when he found a poor man, and his disciples were wrong again, weren't they? His disciple says, Jesus, who sinned because he's blind, him or his parents? And Jesus says, you know, stupid, are you nuts? Neither of them sinned. Why would you make that judgment? Who are you to make that judgment, huh? And then he sits there, and his light brings healing to the man blind. When we sit there and we see as God sees, when we judge with compassion, the way God judges, and we bring light to others, we can bring them healing, and we can bring them sight. We can bring the light of Christ, and you and I are called to be that light. So are we the light, or are we part of the darkness? Be the light. Today, before you leave this place, ask God for his heart, and ask God for his eyes. That you may see as he sees, that you may judge as he judges, and you may bring his light as he is light. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.